All right. Tell me when you got your first baseball glove.
What? That's a very interesting story. I got my first baseball glove when I was playing, actually, American Legion ball. My coach was a fella from West Quincy named Nick Nalvesti. And he saw the glove that I was playing with was a real flat glove. I used it at the playgrounds thing. He said to me, "You go to Westlands." Westlands was the athletic store in Quincy. "You go and you charge it to the Legion, and you pick out a glove. This glove is not gonna stand. You need a better glove." No, but the Malvesti family, he was a fireman.
Oh, okay.
Malvesti family had five brothers, and four of them were police officers. One was a fireman. No, four were firemen, and one was a police officer. So I went to Westlands Athletic School, and I picked out a nice mitt. I mean, back then it was a glove to play third base at the time, and then they moved me to shortstop, as I said earlier. But that was my first glove, and I still have that glove today. I used it in baseball. I used it in softball, fast pitch softball, the whole bit. So it's an amazing story. How'd you come up with that question?
What did you do to get the baseball glove ready?
Oh, at the end of the season, the glove lays dormant until the next season, and what happens is it stiffens all up. So I used to get, I think we put, I want to say Vaseline or something like that. It wasn't oil, but it was something that softened the leather, because the glove was leather, so that you could then put your fingers in and move it around and get a pocket made and all that stuff. And that's basically what we did. Nowadays, I think they tell you to get a baseball or whatever, and when you're not playing, to wrap the glove around the baseball and keep it like that for all the winter time, so it gets the pocket, and then when you open it up, if it's still a little sift, you can soften it with Vaseline or whatever it takes.
Gruffy, when did you get your first baseball glove?
Probably right after grammar school.
Where'd you get it?
I got it from a friend of the family's. He was an officer. A lieutenant, in fact, in the Army, and he was a good ball player when he played at Mission. But he had a beautiful glove, and he brought it home, and he gave it to me because his family liked me.
You got a three-finger?
Huh?
Three-finger glove?
No.
I have a three-finger glove.
A ball hawk. Yeah, three-fingered ball hawk. And I had that for years. I don't know when. I think I gave it to Johnny Foley.
Oh, is that right? And when did you get it, though?
When did I get it?
Big leather stole it from me.
I think I must have saved up money and got it down. I never went to Quincy, living in Dorchester. I stayed away from Quincy. Must have bought it up in Codman Square or someplace.
Johnny McClane.
Johnny Motran gave me my first boat.
Where's your glove now?
God only knows. My brother had it. He stole it from me.
One of my biggest experiences and best experiences, happiest, playing baseball was playing with the Weymouth Town team. I was probably in my early 20s at Western Park in Weymouth. I hit a ball out of the park. The only one I hit out of the park where I could trot around the bases. I've hit a few home runs, but usually it was down the right field line or split in the outfield, and I ran, you know. But that was probably one of my biggest thrills when I was a teenager and a little later. So Western Park in Weymouth, still there. Legion doesn't play there anymore. They play at Stella Turo, but that's it.